Bickley and Murata Mornings, 98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. Suns in four.
One, two, three, four.
4 minutes of nonstop Suns news, highlights, and takes on the team. Brought to you by 72 Sold, 72sold.com, where you can sell your home in 72 hours for thousands more than selling the traditional way. Suns in four.
The Suns and Spurs, Suns trying to bounce back from their first loss in a really long time. They had won 18 in a row, but trying to get back into the win column. Spurs came in winners of their last four, and the Spurs were the team that came out shooting hot in the first quarter, including their best player, DeJounte Murray.
Handling the basketball now, DeJounte Murray. Murray out between the circles for San Antonio. Gets it over to Thaddeus Young. Now a three-pointer by Murray is good. I told you earlier, they don't shoot a lot of threes, San Antonio, but they make a lot of them when they do shoot them.
Yeah, Murray's three made it 21-14, seven-point lead in the first quarter for the Suns. We'll fast forward into the second quarter. Suns even things out, started playing better defense in the second quarter. One of the things that you loved about last night's game, Bick, was Cam Johnson putting the ball on the floor, driving to the hoop. Got some of that here.
Cam Johnson takes it in, scored the basket, and he's fouled on the play.
Yeah, he was fouled there by Keldon Johnson, made the free throw as well, and that led to a three-point Suns lead at the half, 51-48. Into the third quarter we go. Suns look like they're going to start to pull away. And Jake Crowder having a big 12 minutes in the third for the Suns.
Suns pick it up with Paul. Here's the lob. Here's the attempted jam. Won't go for Bridges, but it comes out to Crowder, and he hits a big
shot. And DeAndre.
Yeah, that made it a 14-point lead for the Suns at 68-54. That lead would get up to 16 after Jake Crowder free throw. Cameron Payne would make it 16 again later in the quarter with a floater from 6 feet. And again, you think maybe the route is on. Spurs had different ideas. And Doug McDermott, who was quiet for much of the game, he heated up in the fourth quarter.
Murray setting up the offensive attack of just about every possession for San Antonio. Over to McDermott for three. Got it.
Suns need
a timeout.
I don't know why Jay was in the lane with Doug out there on the three-point line.
Timeout called by the Suns, and we got a brand new ball game.
That tied it at 88. After that timeout, Jay Crowder would hit another three to put the Suns back up 91-88. McDermott answered right back with a 27-point three-pointer that tied it at 91. Then we got some defense from CP3 after a turnover.
Over to Crowder. Crowder's pass is picked off and stolen by Murray. Murray has it knocked away by Paul.
Wow.
And finally, it's going to go out of bounds. Who's going to have possession here?
It's going to be Suns. Ball went off of DeJounte Murray after Chris Paul knocks it away from him.
Just a masterful Chris Paul play. You wouldn't trust many people to make that play in that situation, but he did it, and it led to this.
Ball over on the right side, double team. Gets it out to Bridges. In the corner, Cam Johnson. Shazam! Cam Johnson hits the trio with a minute 10 remaining, and the Suns have a 103-97 lead.
Huge play there, six-point lead. Cam Johnson also doing some work in distributing the basketball as well.
Ball drives down the right side, stops, looks, goes inside to Cam Johnson, and over to Aiton Stockton. Oh, a great pass through traffic from Cam Johnson to DeAndre Ayton, and he is at the rim and in.
And a final touch from CP3 himself.
Ball being shadowed defensively by McDermott now. He drives down the left side, comes back out on top. Here's the fadeaway from 17. Yes, indeed. It is good, and he is fouled on the play. Oh, wow.
That put the Suns up five. Paul hit the free throw to make it 108-102. Derek White had a floater to cut it to four. Chris Paul missed two free throws, but it all led to this.
And the rebound grabbed underneath by McDermott and throws it quickly to Forbes, who puts up a long three that won't go. And this one is over, and the Suns win. And the Suns start a new winning streak here tonight as they down the San Antonio Spurs 108-104.
Yeah, lots of action late in that game. Chris Paul, Cam Johnson had their fingerprints all over it. But a good win.